Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to Hot Mess and Blessed. My name is Melissa Hartman, and I am the host of this amazing, incredible, stupendous podcast. I am so excited to be coming to you tonight, today, whenever it is you're listening. I almost said live, and then I realized I was not doing a Facebook Live. I was, in fact, doing a podcast. I am, in fact, doing a podcast. Hey, you know what? Welcome to the show. Imperfection is perfect, isn't it? Anyway, guys, I'm really excited to be doing this segment with you all because I know how powerful our words are. And I truly think that one of the biggest factors in me having success is becoming not only aware of my thoughts and the words that I'm speaking, but declaring what it is that I want my future life to look like, what I want to become in my future life by using those words, right? We were told from so young, use your words, use your words. I know I was, right? And I think we have let our words backfire on us so much, and it's time to really take that back. Now, I know I have done a podcast called The Power of I Am, I'm pretty sure. Oh, Lord, I need an assistant to keep up with all this stuff. Anyway, there are podcasts that I have done talking about the power of your words, but the next acronym, and if you missed it, the last podcast, we recorded one all about your silence in the morning. So there are different tips, different steps that you should be taking each and every morning to kind of set you up for success. And these are all from The Miracle Morning, which is an awesome book by Hal Elrod. I read it years ago. I love it. I follow a system very similar to his every single day. And so I wanted to kind of go over the different steps that are listed in his acronym, which is called SAVERS. Okay, so last episode, we went over S, which is silence. Today, we are going over the letter A. We're back to the Sesame Street alphabet. Letter A for apple. No, I'm just kidding. A is for affirmations. Okay, now, I know it sounds cheesy as hell to be talking to yourself, to be pumping yourself up, to be telling yourself you're so awesome, but here's the thing. You need to do it. We have so much old programming trapped inside of our noggins, okay? Those inches between our ears are filled with garbage information, lies we've been told by ourselves, lies we've been told from other people, and we need to get that garbage out. And the best way to combat that is to start telling yourself the thing that you are, telling yourself who you want to become, and declaring that. So let's talk about this. Affirmations, the power of the I am, okay? So anytime you want to speak an affirmation, you speak the words I am in front of that affirmation. So let's say you want to be a millionaire. You can say an affirmation like, I am a millionaire. Let's say you want to be a certain rank in your company. You can say, I am a double gold star diamond fire. Okay, I look down at my fire pit. Then what can I say? Maybe you want to be a very present mom. You could say something along the lines of, I am present with my children, however many times a day, or whatever it is you want to say. Maybe you are going to be a New York Times bestseller. So instead of saying, I want to be a New York Times bestseller, right? Because God doesn't understand when you say, I want, but when you declare that you are, I am a New York Times bestseller, then he's going to find a way to make that happen for you. Okay. So, the power in the I am is truly, truly remarkable. It's so crazy because I started writing these down. Like I told you guys in the last podcast, like I started doing this very shortly into my journey in network marketing. And I look back because I keep all of my journals and I look back at the things I wrote, right? I wrote, I am making $10,000 a month. I am driving a Range Rover. I am in the house of my dreams, right? And it's so crazy because sure, the $10,000 a month has happened. Sure, the Range Rover happened and it's free every month, right? I never anticipated it to be something even greater than I imagined in just owning a Range Rover, right? What was the last one I just said? My dream house, right? Steven and I bought this house 2.5 years ago. I was writing this down 3.5, 4 years ago. So it didn't take long for me to find a house that we were just nuts over, right? And it's so cool because here's what starts to happen. You start to have these things that actually start to come true, that start happening for you. And you think, oh, wow, all of my dreams have come true. And you think, okay, this is good. And here's the thing, I'll tell you, I'll admit, some people get to that level where they're like, okay, well, I got everything I wanted. Got the Range Rover, check. Make $10,000 a month, check. Got that house I wanted, check. Okay, we're good. And then they wonder, oh, well, I'm not getting to 20 grand a month. I don't know what's happening. Oh, yeah, I thought I kind of wanted to move out of state into like a beach house one day. But yeah, I don't really think that's happening, you know, and all of these things, you kind of just start to settle. It's because when you hit those goals that you've wanted, you have to keep pushing to the next level, right? So once those dreams start to happen, okay, cool. So how can we expand to the next level? So continuing to do that, and it's really cool to see the evolution because you're going to have these journals and you're going to look back and you're going to say, holy crap, that was just 2 years ago and now this is what my life is. And so when you can look back and see, oh my gosh, 2 years ago, I was saying, I am confident, I am worthy, I am whatever, right? And you're like, and now I actually believe all of those things. I am confident. You know what? I am worthy. And that's when I started making all of this money or whatever the case may be. So with my affirmations, I personally like to write out some of them each day because there's some that I still need to really ingrain, embed into my mind. But then I also have them written out on post-its and I have them taped to my mirror where I get ready each and every morning. So every single morning I sit down there and I look at myself in the mirror because I truly feel when you look at yourself in the eyes, it's really powerful. So, and this doesn't take long, right? It takes me 1 to 2 minutes to really like say it with some emotion. And here's the thing, like if you're saying these, like if you're saying them already, I know you're going to be uncomfortable. Like just get uncomfortable really saying them with some emotion behind it. Like, yes, I am loved. I am worthy. I am a millionaire, right? Like don't just say, oh, I'm a millionaire. Like what? Are you sure, bro? Because that doesn't sound like it. So have some emotion behind it, have some feeling behind it, and you're going to be amazed at what starts to happen. So letter A is for Apple, but it's also for affirmations. Again, it's not going to take you long. I would definitely write a list and post it, paste it, you know, wherever you go. I say mine twice a day, morning, once in the morning, once at night. They are always a constant reminder throughout my day. And you know what? Even if you need little ones throughout your day, you know, I'm the best, whatever, whatever it is you want to say, then make sure you start doing that so you can change that old programming, so you can start believing it, and then you can achieve it, my friends. So I hope you got some value from this today. Tomorrow, we're going to go over one of my favorites. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Make sure you tag me on Instagram at I am Melissa Hartman, and let me know what piece of value you got away from today's podcast. I love you. I appreciate you, and I'll look forward to talking to you on the next one. Bye.